Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here once again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here in the first week of June 2019 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, we are back to talk about all of these stories here at the start of the summer of 2019, and very excited to bring in somebody here on the Action News AF team, and that would be Mr. Tyson Apostle. Tyson.
Aloha and mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha, Tyson, of course, is calling in from Hawaii. Tyson, how is it going?
What up, dude? Usually I do these Hawaiian ones from my car in the parking lot. Remember when I used to do that? But
I do.
Today I have my own hotel room here.
Oh.
And everybody else is down at breakfast. And I'm just, living that Aloha lifestyle, man. Wearing my Tommy B shirt. That's short for Tommy Bahama. And looking relaxed AF.
Okay, well, that's good. A man who's always relaxed AF, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I'm fairly relaxed. On a scale of like 1 to 10, I'm probably a 6, with 10 being comatose and 1 being in a rage.
Yeah, you have really like a switch of like you're either totally relaxed or in a rage.
Luckily, my rage sessions happen less often as I get older. Mm-hmm. I care less about things, it appears.
Yeah. Normally, Tyson is prolific on social media, but I have noticed that he has not been posting very much. Have you noticed this, Danny?
Yeah, no pictures of turtles, snakes, scorpions lit by black light.
Yeah, Tyson, what's going on?
So I dropped my phone in the pool and it has all of my logins, because every time that I need to refresh my password, I change it on my phone so I don't have it on my computer anywhere. And now I have to go through and everything is like two-step verification, and I've just given up on my Instagram and Twitter for... I can't figure it out. So I'm more heartbroken about my Chaz Lamborghini account on Instagram that has 150 followers following my desert tortoise in my backyard.
Yeah. What are you going to do now?
Still haven't gotten a new phone yet. I've been just using an old one that I found, and it's okay. It's whatever. I told myself I was going to go 2 full years without buying a new phone, and that ends in October.
Okay. All right. of course, we are still audio only. I know a lot of people have been wondering where the video is for News AF, but sadly, we have not been able to get back on track. Danny's still having the tech issue with the webcam.
Danny, this is your one job. We've gone over this before. In your entire life, this is the most serious job you've ever had, and you can't even get your shit together.
We're lucky.
A webcam or a new computer. All that podcast money is rolling in, bro, and you got to spend it somehow.
We're lucky it works this much. So far or recently, it's been sending me notifications that the application memory is full. I don't know what that means, because
I
don't
want memory.
Application memory. Everything's closed. So I probably have several bugs that my wife downloaded while she was using it. So we're lucky it's working at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we're lucky that Danny's microphone is working.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, you guys are lucky.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about our top story at this hour. And Danny, as soon as this happened yesterday, that people all over the internet said instantly that this was News AF, because there has been word announced that a director has been attached to a brand new film following a very hot IP. There is a Magic 8-Ball movie in development.
This is going to be the next Jumanji.
Yeah, yes, the next Jumanji.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. By the way, I used a Magic 8 ball when I was a kid, and I desperately wish that it was accurate. I thought life would be so much more interesting if everything was directed by a Magic 8 ball.
Not directed by Jeff Wadlow, who is being attached to this. Tyson, what do you think of this Magic 8 ball movie idea?
You know why I love this idea? Because I came up with this idea as a joke on Twitter, like, 6 months to a year ago. Somebody please find that.
Yeah, so we Tyson already, I guess, invented this idea for the Magic 8 Ball movie.
He probably used the Magic 8 Ball to find out that it would be a movie.
Yes.
Like, Magic 8 Ball, will you be a movie in the future?
Yes.
Most likely.
Now, Danny, do you know this about me, that when I was on Survivor, that I took the Magic 8 Ball with me to go on to Survivor?
Whoa, no.
Yes.
And you did get like an 8-ball related nickname, like Mr. 8-Ball?
No.
That would be cool.
I got a lot of nicknames. But no, Mr. 8-Ball was not one of my nicknames. But
bummer.
So I brought it with me. You used to get to bring something with you on Survivor, like call it your luxury item. But
instead of bringing matches, you brought a Magic 8-Ball, huh?
Tyson, do they still do that?
No, definitely not.
Okay. And now maybe you get to, tell them what you would bring if you had one. But yeah, that was, so I have a personal attachment to the Magic 8 Ball. Danny, do you think that the Magic 8 Ball movie, could it be as successful as other films that we've seen about other things?
Other balls?
Like emoji.
Like space balls. Emoji. Yeah, at least it's going to be at least as successful as the Emoji movie. Okay. My guess is it will be better.
Impossible.
It'll be better.
I mean, what do you think the plot will be for the Magic? Does the Magic 8 Ball come to life?
Come to life as in it gains like a body, or comes to life as in it grants actual wishes? That's the obvious plot.
So this is the question. Is this a live action movie where there's a kid who has a Magic 8 Ball that really can tell the future? Is it sort of like Click with Adam Sandler and like the remote controls?
Oh, yep. Or that's it.
Is it more along the lines of something like the Emoji movie, where it's like a Pixar type deal, and then it is going to be where in a world where everything is, there's a 9-ball, there's a 3-ball, you know, is the pool table come alive, and then the 8-ball has is special?
Interesting. I think we can look for some clues in the past projects that have come from Mattel. And there's a list here in this article, and they've put out some great films like Barbie, Hot Wheels, Masters of the Universe, and American Girl.
Okay.
So with that in mind, just realize that it's probably going to be on par with those great cinematic films.
Yes.
So.
And Jeff Wadlow is also going to be writing the script with Jillian Jacobs and Chris Roach.
You say their names as if I should know who they are. Should I know who these people are? Have they written a movie I'm aware of?
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and we can look them up on IMDb.
Wait, it says here. This will mark Blumhouse's third film with Jeff Wadlow after Truth or Dare. Never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
An upcoming movie called Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
Sounds erotic.
I think it's a remake of the TV show with Tattoo.
Oh, okay. Again, he hasn't really put out a lot of work I'm familiar with. That's not to critique him at all.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe before I watch this movie, I should see some of his past work.
Yeah. He was the director for Kick-Ass 2.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. I did see Kick-Ass 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If I had a Magic 8 Ball right now, I would figure out what the score is going to be on Rotten Tomatoes for the Magic 8 Ball
movie.
Well,
Magic 8 Ball, they can't tell you what the score is going to be.
No, but I could ask it, hey, Magic 8 Ball,
is it going to be good?
Are you going to score above 50? Wait for the answer. Below 50? Mm-hmm. And then kind of work around as I get to the correct number, which I think will be in the 20s.
Okay. Do you want to hear? Do you want me to ask mine?
Yes. Oh, you have one with you?
Yes, Danny.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
I'm excited. Always good to keep a Magic 8 Ball on hand for those tough moments in life. I'm hearing lots of sounds like you're taking it out of a locked chest.
Yes. So this is the real magic eight ball that I took with me on Survivor a long...
Whoa, it's jacked up.
A long time ago, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. It is half melted. It's a long story. Okay. Anyway, Will, what's the question you want to ask Danny?
Will this movie, Magic 8 Ball, score above 50% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Okay. Let's see. It says, outlook not so good.
Okay.
It does work. Maybe I'm it does. In the movie.
Okay, wait. Let's ask it one more question, Rob. Will this Magic 8 Ball movie score above 20% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Okay. Above 20%.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yes.
Okay. All right. I totally believe in this prediction. All hail the Magic 8 Ball.
All right. Before we get to the rest of our stories here today, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors. This episode of News AF is brought to you by DC Universe, the first all-DC platform for us DC fans, where you can watch, read, shop, and even connect with other DC Comics fans.
That's a good idea.
Home of DC original series like Titan, Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, and coming soon, Harley Quinn featuring Kaley Cuoco. Thousands of new comics have just been added to the comic library, including more complete storylines and more recent titles like Batman 2011, Superman Secret Origin, and Harley Quinn 2013. New animated films like The Reign of Superman and Justice League versus Fatal Five. Catch up on series including Krypton Season 1 and find tons of classic movies like Batman, Batman Returns, Superman. DC Universe is available on your favorite devices. Join today and get a year's worth of content at DCUniverse.com. I don't think that Tyson is going to be able to get it on his flip phone right now.
Nope.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Okay. Let's talk about our other top stories at this hour. And we were talking about last week about there was a lot of mystery about what was going on at IHOP. But they were talking about the P at IHOP. What is the P going to stand for? We talked about pizza. We talked about pasta. But we got our answer, and I guess it was a little on the nose that the P is still going to mean for pancake.
Yeah, not even the Magic 8 Ball could have figured this one out.
Yeah, yeah. So the P is going to stand for pancake.
Yeah, but pancake burger, right?
Pancake burger.
Rob, one sec. Bergen's yelling for me.
Okay. All right. Tyson is going to check in with what's going on with Bergen. So, Danny, yes. IHOP has announced this, that they have a new burger that they're going to just put a pancake in the middle of it?
They should have changed their announcement when saying, well, we got a new letter to introduce. It should have been A for abomination, because that's exactly what this burger looks like. An abomination, an affront to all food. Look at it. It's like, oh, hey, let's be the least creative we can be and just jam a pancake in between two meat patties. Not even sausages. Just two hamburger patties, cheese, and boom, a pancake right in the middle. And what appears to be some kind of sauce. I don't know. Like people who go to touristy restaurants in Times Square.
Is this like, do you go on like a bet with your, like dare your friends of, hey, can you eat the pancake burger at IHOP?
Without feeling guilty at the end of it? And the answer will be no. That's a pretty good contest. Man versus food would even struggle with this challenge, I think, if he was still doing
because
it.
Because, I mean, that Danny, can you give us the rundown of what's on this burger?
Okay. From what I can tell, looking at the picture, it starts with a regular hamburger bun, then a tan-looking sauce, bacon, cheese. It appears to be American. A patty, more tan-looking sauce, mayo chup, possibly, then a pancake.
Are you sure it's not cranch?
It could be cranch. Then a pancake, which looks like it was fried. Then more cheese. Then a hamburger patty. And then even more of that weird mystery sauce in the bottom of the bun.
Yeah. So it's a lot here.
It's a calorie tower.
It is a calorie tower. I mean, this is like something that you like they advertise like at baseball stadiums of like, you know, hey, it costs $37 and check out, you know, this is the world's biggest plate of mozzarella sticks.
They threaten people with this burger at Guantanamo Bay. Like, we will make you eat this. No, I'll tell you whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Especially with that mysterious sauce. I can only imagine what it is. It looks like a Thousand Island, which if it is, that would not add to the flavor of the pancake.
So, Danny, what do you think that the reaction has been to the new IHOP double steak burger with a pancake in the middle? Did you mention the bacon also?
Bacon.
Yeah.
Also, the garlic butter pancake steak burger. Is that the one you're referring to? Or is that a different one?
I think that's a different one because I think that might not have a pancake in it.
So the reaction, I'm sure there is a small number of people who are salivating and wait, the lines are building around the corner at IHOPs across the country. Tents are going up. But for most of us, I think the response was why and maybe a little gag.
Yeah. I mean, IHOP themselves, in terms of their marketing, they are like sort of like, hey, you guys told us stick to pancakes, so we're sticking to pancakes. Really, IHOP is the worst brand there is right now.
I could tell. For the last year, you've done nothing but rail on IHOP.
They are like, hey... Oh, everybody got mad when we did our stupid marketing stunt last year. So now, I guess we just only know how to make pancakes. So let's just put pancakes in food that pancakes does not belong in.
Yeah, I can't wait to have this for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Some people were tweeting happy thoughts about it, but then there was some other response to this burger coming out. This is from Jack Pandol on Twitter. I don't want to live on this planet anymore. another Twitter.
Well, if
user,
he eats enough of these, he will eventually no longer live on this planet.
Another Twitter user posted, absolutely disgusting. Would rather gnaw on a T-shirt. Danny, would you rather eat a T-shirt or a pancake burger?
The nutritional value is going to be way greater on the pancake burger. I'm going with the pancake burger. Mm-hmm. Lots of fiber in the T-shirt, but I'm going with the pancake burger.
Does it matter which T-shirt it is?
No, but it might matter which pancake burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that garlic butter pancake steak burger, just the description of it, whether or not it has a pancake in it, sounds pretty disgusting.
Yeah. The new big IHOP pancake burger, Danny, if you had to guess, I've got some nutritional information.
Oh, sweet.
Big IHOP pancake burger. Would you, do you have a guess on the calorie count?
I'm going to guess, not knowing which one of the three, but I'm going to throw out 1,100 calories.
No, you're low, but I would have guessed higher. I would have guessed it was over 2,000. Only 1,300 calories.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's kind of what I thought. My initial reaction was 1,200, but I don't know how big they are. You know, regardless, you shouldn't eat one. Not if you're concerned about your health.
Yeah. I'm trying to get the rest of the particulars also. I have the...
you know what they should do? Are they going to be required to have like a picture from the FDA of a skull and crossbones?
like on cigarettes?
Like on cigarettes. Like a picture of someone's lower intestine or colon.
Yeah. I've downloaded the PDF of IHOP nutritional information, but it's incredibly long. It's like a phone book.
Why is that not surprising?
I don't know.
At
I think
all?
That nobody's ever downloaded this before.
They want to make the print so small
really
and
is.
So long that no one will ever read it. You don't yeah. want no one reads the fine print of what's in their pancake burger.
Danny, are you interested to know the hot soups available at IHOP?
I'll pass on the hot soups unless I'm dipping my pancake burger into a hot soup, which could be a great combo.
Okay, ultimate steak burgers. Let's see. I don't know if they've updated it with the pancake burger yet.
No, they're not going to do that until ordered by the government.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's what's going on IHOP. For anybody who was waiting on pins and needles to find out what was happening, apparently I can order this online and then go pick it up. So
the nutritional value chart.
No.
Oh. you're talking about the pancake burger.
No, I can put in my order online and get over to IHOP to go check out what's going on there. Okay, so in other health news this week, Danny, it was announced, a new study tells us that, good news, coffee drinkers, you could drink 25 cups of coffee a day, and it's not bad for your heart. Are we sure about this?
Seems like a lot. Seems like a lot.
Yeah. Don't tell me that drinking 25 cups of coffee isn't bad. I mean, maybe it's not bad for your heart, but I bet there's lots of other things that it's really bad for.
Yeah, they're focusing on one part of a very complex body, or, you know, all of your organs need to be included in this study, not just one. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, 50 cups of coffee is fine for your hands. It's like, well, what about the rest of the body?
Good news, coffee drinkers. Drinking 25 cups of coffee is not bad for your hearing, doctors are saying. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, good. Who funded this? I'm guessing it was Big Coffee.
Starbucks.
Or Starbucks, yeah.
I mean, 25 cups of coffee a day is an obscene amount of coffee. I mean, I don't even think you're supposed to drink 25 cups of water a day.
That's actually a really good point. Mm-hmm. Like, if water at that amount is bad for you.
I don't know. That might be. I'm not sure how many cups are in a gallon, but 25 cups of coffee is an insane amount of coffee.
It's the only liquid you're getting all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this study was based on research from Queen Mary University of London. It's shown that drinking coffee, including people who drink up to 25 cups a day, is not associated with having stiffer arteries.
Stiff arteries. But having more than one pancake burger a year,
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, guarantees nothing but the stiffest of arteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, here it says, researchers in that study found that high levels of caffeine consumed can result in high blood pressure. So you don't have stiff arteries, but it's saying right here at the bottom of the article that you still have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many people were there that drank 25 cups of coffee in a day that were participating in this study?
They're all dead now.
But not from heart attack. I don't know.
But not from a heart attack.
Yeah,
no.
From like hypertension,
no.
Or something, yeah. Like that. But... Okay, so it's a good news. Although the study included individuals who drank up to 25 cups of coffee a day, the average intake among the highest coffee consumption group was 5 cups a day.
So what?
We would like to study these people more closely in the future so we can advise safe limits.
But they have short attention spans and tend to not want to sit too long in one place. So they're super hard to study.
They couldn't get them to sit still. So good news. Danny, are you a coffee guy or no?
No, I drink something that's way more harmful.
Yeah.
I do energy drinks every now and then and Mountain Dew, which 25 cups of either of those would result in an early death for sure.
How many cups of Mountain Dew would you drink in an average day?
Let's say I had nothing but Mountain Dew. I'm actually embarrassed to say this number because it would be so high that people might consider studying me. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't want to say because it's embarrassing.
So this is your average or your all-time high?
No, I do drink a lot of soda. And what I'm saying is if it was all Mountain Dew, which isn't impossible to imagine, it would be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to counteract it by drinking a huge glass of water in the morning in an attempt to give me something nice and clean.
Yeah.
And that's the worst part of my day is when I drink that glass of water.
Okay. So I'm trying to follow. So you're saying that you mix up end up watering down the Mountain Dew because then you drink other sodas during the day?
No, what I'm saying is if I drink soda all day long, right? Yeah. And I know that's bad for me. What I'm saying is if I made every soda I drank Mountain Dew, which I could, and it would be fine. I would enjoy it. There would be a ton of soda.
Okay, so what are the other sodas? What are you mixing in?
I drink zero Coke Zero.
Okay.
And then when I'm out and about, I do a... It makes me sound like I'm addicted, which I am, obviously. I do like a half diet, half regular Coke.
Okay, so you're like, you're cutting it a little bit. It's yeah. Like all the calories.
Yes. Yes, I am. And by the way, let's not talk about this because it's one of the few things I'm very ashamed of because I know it's horrible for me. And most of my life is pretty healthy, healthier yeah. than a pancake burger. And so it's like, this is just embarrassing how much soda I drink.
Do you think it would be a net positive if you gave up the soda but ate one IHOP pancake burger a day?
I bet they would be sixes. They'd cancel each other out. I'm almost certain. It'd be like if I went to a doctor 3 months later, having nothing but one pancake burger a day and no soda, he'd be like, nothing's changed.
What if you gave up the soda for 25 cups of coffee a day?
Oh, I think I'd probably be better off.
You'd be better off. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't drink any soda. I do drink coffee, but not as much as at my highest high, I would think I was drinking like 3 cups of coffee
wow.
a day. Yeah.
And they're studying 25. You've got 22 cups to go before you're maxed out.
But we make it really strong at my house.
Yeah, and that was actually a question I was going to ask about this study, is 25 cups, but what's, you know... It sounds like you can change how strong it is.
Oh, yeah, certainly. You know, based on like what coffee grinds you use, what coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the study doesn't give us enough information about exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that even if you're drinking 25 cups of coffee, even if you are eating the IHOP pancake burger, even if you're drinking soda all day long like Danny Bryson, you're probably still doing better off than eating the cake that was made for a graduating teen. Her name is Marzi Flores. She lives in Pasadena, Texas. And I'm sorry, that Leah is the daughter, Leah Flores. Her mom is Marzi Flores, and she got a cake for her graduating daughter for high school. And unfortunately, Danny, that she got one of the infamous Walmart styrofoam cakes.
A couple of thoughts. First, the article is titled Devastated. I feel like that's inaccurate. But I'll tell you what, if I was in that group and I saw someone cutting into a Walmart cake and it turned out to be styrofoam, I'd be like, thank you, Lord, because I do not want to eat a Walmart cake at all.
Walmart had cakes.
Yeah, exactly. Now you do, and now you know they're made out of styrofoam. Everybody wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did this happen, Danny? Was this a prank? Did they give her, was this the cake from the display case?
Well, maybe the interior of the cake, once you remove the frosting and you look at the actual cake material itself, is very styrofoam in appearance.
Yeah.
And so it was just a mix-up. They're like, oh, hey, hand me that unfrosted cake. And they're like, here's a styrofoam form. Looks exactly like the regular cake they normally make. They frosted it up, sent it out. Honest mistake.
They iced styrofoam. It was like it wasn't like the whole cake. Like I could imagine like it was like in this like if you go to like a restaurant, they bring like the desserts out and they're not real. And
they're not
like,
real.
Okay, they accidentally gave her the fake thing. But the people at the store, or I don't know if they make the cake at the store or if they get it.
A bakery
put icing on a block of styrofoam.
I actually think you nailed it on the head. I think maybe this was a display case, a display cake in the case, display case.
But they put real icing on it.
Yeah, of course. You got to dress it up and say, hey, these are your options. You can have the blue and white frosting, the black and white frosting.
Oh, that's how they make the display cake.
The display case at the Walmart or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they got the display cake.
Yeah. So to make it right, what do you think Walmart did for this family?
Refund their money and tell them to go shop somewhere else.
They ended up giving a $60 gift card.
To Walmart.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'd still like to buy my baked goods somewhere else after getting a styrofoam cake. So
Danny, would you like to hear the local news report?
I'm actually, I can't wait.
When Leonava received her high school diploma, she wasn't the only one beaming.
It's mom's big day as well. It's not just mine.
This is my baby. This is my baby, and she was graduating. So it was very important to me.
Marcy Flores tended to every last detail for the party.
Very dramatic story so far.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted it to be perfect.
But when she went to pick up her daughter's cake the morning of graduation, she hit a snag.
They didn't have her order. They didn't have anything ready.
She says that Walmart lost her order for a two-tier graduation cake, but they offered to give them another free of charge.
There was a small blue one, which is her school color, so I chose that one. And they said they'd put a couple of graduation things on it. And
so they're scrambling. Walmart is on their heels. They got to figure something out. They screwed up the order.
Her picture.
Flores thought the party was back on track, but when they went to cut it that night, another problem.
I go to cut the cake and it was not budging.
Her sister Nellie took this video as they attempted to cut it when they realized it wasn't cake, but styrofoam underneath the frosting.
I was in complete shock.
When they took the cake back to Walmart, she says the store offered them a $60 gift certificate. When Channel 2 contacted Walmart, public affairs issued this statement saying, quote, the incident was a result of a misunderstanding. The matter has been resolved, okay, and the customer was given a gift card for her inconvenience.
And they can't replace the moment that we lost. You know, it's a special moment, and this is what we got for it. It was a styrofoam cake. You know, not only did they mess up one time, they did it twice.
Danny, this is going to a lawsuit.
All I could think about as I listened to that was that for like thousands of years, you reserve this type of emotional outburst for maybe pestilence, famine, raping and pillaging of your village. We've reached a point in society where you actually mourn getting the wrong cake. Like it's emotionally devastating to receive the wrong cake. That's how good life has gotten.
Yeah.
Now you go to Walmart, you get the wrong cake. It ruins your week,
well,
your graduation.
Aunt Nellie, who shot the video, said that the peace offering from Walmart was not enough for the humiliation that they suffered.
I just, to be so destroyed by the wrong cake, like there were tears flowing. Like we had prepared the perfect day. Mom was graduating. This is mom's graduation, which, by the way, I get that point. Mom probably had to do a lot of yelling.
Undoubtedly. Big moment for the family.
Big moment. Mom did a lot of work to get that kid through high school.
But now, national recognition for, you know, this is, we can all commend that that Leah was able to graduate high school. And we're all excited for
why even graduate if you're going to get a styrofoam cake? Why even graduate? What is the point of having a graduation if it's going to be ruined by a styrofoam cake?
Away from the achievement.
No, now they've let the styrofoam cake overshadow the graduation.
Forever, Danny.
Yeah, that's true. It'll outlast all of them.
In the display case, in their own display case.
next to the diploma. Yeah. Maybe she can hang it on the wall of her law office. Like, this is my graduation cake.
Right.
And here is my diploma from high school.
Do you think that the other kids from the high school were there and now are making fun of the girl that had the styrofoam cake at her party?
Worst party ever.
I can't believe your graduation means nothing to me without a quality cake at the end of it.
Okay. Let's talk about another sad story. Danny, are you a fan of Paddington Bear?
I've seen the movie, yes.
Stephen Fishback, I think, told me he went to go see Paddington 2 in the theater. Beloved character. Well, the bear that Paddington Bear is based on, that this is, it is a an Andean bear. They are a smaller bear in South America, and unfortunately, that bear, the Paddington bear species, is being hunted to the edge of extinction.
Men's insecurity has killed more animals than I think anything else. They turn this bear's parts into a sex drink that can cure performance problems.
Yes. The Andean bear is being hunted for his alleged magic penis bone.
I didn't even know there were bears in the Andes.
Yeah, well, they're the only South American bear.
I'm only finding out about it right before they're wiped out because of a men's performance. Aren't they getting the emails that I'm getting? I mean, mm-hmm. can't we just bypass the bears?
There's lots filter. Of spam filter is cutting it back.
All of you using this bear drink, just you got to reduce your spam filter on your email. I promise you there's misunderstood scientists all over the world mm-hmm. with breakthrough drugs for you.
Yeah.
And just order all of them and take them and your performance will be at least as enhanced as it would with the bear drink.
So this is what you're getting in the local Peruvian sex drink, which is going to allegedly cure impotence. So the ingredients are... and nobody should make this. We do not stand by this. It's tree bark, honey, pollen, a snake's head.
Whoa.
Are the snakes okay? The Hunarpo Mako plant, and then the penis bone of the Andean bear.
That is quite an exotic drink.
Yeah. And the thinking is, if you want to possess this animal's strength, then you need to put in the whole bones.
I thought it was too... I thought we'd gotten past this as a world.
Nope. It's a very sad story.
Yeah, well, they use the other parts. So fat, teeth, bones are also in high demand among traditional healers. Here we go. The bone sells for over $750. There's a real cause.
Now,
right there.
Is
there's a market for it, and it's expensive.
One bone per drink? Can they make a lot of these with one?
It wouldn't matter. I mean, modern medicine will help with a lot of your problems. Like mm-hmm. an aspirin would cure most of the problems you try to treat with the bear teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Just pop in 2 aspirin. It just blows my mind that this still takes place. And that's actually a huge problem all over the world. People trying to cure their ailments with like elephant tusk and stuff like that, when there are other proven medicines that have gone through clinical studies available that will treat it no problem.
Yeah, why is it always people hunting animals to cure sexual dysfunction? Why that connection? Like, you don't hear about people who are, you know, hunting animals to cure other ailments, Danny.
Yeah, it's not like we hunted animals to cure cancer. That's what I'm saying, that man's insecurities are the cause of many animal extinctions. It's just that they feel like the crazier... We should come up with one that doesn't involve an animal, mm-hmm. like moon dust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like mix in some moon dust with some snake turd and a little bit of your own blood, and it guarantees performance for hours.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the crazier the mixture... the more the people will believe it.
Yeah. Poor Paddington Bear. Please leave him. Leave him and his magic penis bone alone. That's all.
That's right.
You know, Stephen Fishback is hoping there'll be a Paddington 3. maybe that's the plot of Paddington 3, where
Paddington
Bear is on the run from the poachers.
Yeah, it's like a modern day 100 Dalmatians
mm-hmm.
with an edgy part to it.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Okay. Oh, yeah, welcome back, Tyson. I was talking about Paddington Bear, and hopefully that Bergen was not in the room for the last story. Let's talk about a story out of Florida, Danny, where a alligator crashed the party of a young millennial couple.
Oh, so no cake was involved. In this case, legitimate.
Yes, no cake was involved, but the alligator stormed. They had a nice picnic lunch planned, and it was they had a block of cheese, salami, watermelon, a pound of grapes, and some guac. And
I love how you just you had their shopping list.
Yes, and then a alligator came along and invited himself and took over the picnic and ate all of their food.
Yeah, you always leave a seat for the alligator, just in case he decides to show up at the dinner party or the picnic. Alligator ambushes, I'm sure, are more common than we know in Florida. Just because if you're picnicking, generally by a body of water, and you're in Florida, there's probably always an alligator nearby.
Yeah. The couple said, or the this was from Trevor. This was Trevor and Taylor. Trevor told reporters for WGFL in Florida that the worst part was watching the gator consume the big bowl of guacamole. And then the alligator ate the actual bowl as well.
Also,
so they were also a couple of millennials enjoying their guacamole until the alligator.
It also ate a block of cheese. So this was an expensive picnic. A block of cheese is ounce for ounce the same price as gold, I think. Then you've got your guacamole, which isn't inexpensive. So there was reason to
avocado prices are going through the roof.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I think people liked avocado even before millennials were born.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Especially alligators. They predate us, so they were probably eating avocados long before we were.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I eat my fair share of avocado, and I don't know. I mean, it's good, but is it, like, bacon good? No.
Okay.
It does go great with bacon, though.
It does go great with bacon. The alligator, would the alligator have come out of the water for bacon, Danny?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
all wild predators will come out of whatever they're doing, copulating, hibernating for bacon.
Yeah. Do you want to hear how they got the alligator to go away?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Well, let's check in with this local news report out of exciting. Gainesville that had the exclusive interview with the couple.
And, like, make loud noises to scare it away. It's called a bear scare.
And apparently it worked.
It really worked. The bear scare.
Yeah.
For real.
Because, you know, what alligator will come up and steal food at a picnic like that?
Okay, so the bear scare, Danny, is that he was like, he got up on like two legs and or the guy and like waved his hands like in the air. That scares the alligator away.
The bear scare. You know, the bear scare will probably work with most bears except for an agitated grizzly. Probably wouldn't want to do a bear scare.
No. I think you have to pretend you're a bear and then... Are you pretending you're a bear or does it work to scare bears?
No, it would. It probably worked to scare a black bear away and maybe even a grizzly. You're supposed to make a lot of noise.
What about an Andean bear? Would it get it to come closer to you?
They sound pretty friendly. They're being caught at such a rate. But an alligator shouldn't have been at all worried. But I've never actually seen an alligator up close.
Yeah, well.
So I'm trying to comment on an animal I know almost nothing about.
All right. And one other update before we turn it over to Danny for his bolt hole. Do you remember the story of the YouTube prankster who gave Oreos filled with toothpaste to homeless people?
Think about him every day.
Yes. His name is Reset. And the swift arm of the law has cracked down on him.
Did you say Reset?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's his name. He must pay his victim $22,300 and shut down his social media channel for 5 years.
Whoa. That'll more than cover oral hygiene for this homeless guy. $22,300.
He's going to get 15 months.
15 months in jail.
In prison.
Why aren't we punishing our social media stars like Spain is?
Yeah. How about that? Watch out, Logan Paul.
Yeah, seriously, watch out, both Pauls. His brother got in trouble for throwing a wild party a little while ago, and I'm sure they're not the only ones. Remember, there's the guy that pranks his girlfriend all the time. There was that prankster who kicked that lady in the back, which, again, not a prank. Yeah. That's assault. There's lots of pranksters who should be serving time for their stupid YouTube antics.
Danny, I know you like fail videos. Do you like prank videos?
No.
Okay.
A fail video is someone, in most cases, doing it to themselves, right? They brought it upon themselves, and so we can laugh at the... The other way around is what... That's a mild assault to regular assault, most jokes nowadays. They're not harmless pranks. They're actually pretty disgusting. And so, yeah, I think this guy was in Spain, and they're throwing the book at him, and I think we should adopt this policy here. Before it gets out of control.
Danny, how come you're so smart?
Well, I spent 10 years in college to get a bachelor's degree.
Okay. All right. Let me thank another sponsor before we get to DBH. Those are friends over at Scentbird. With Scentbird, I found a way to have a great taste without breaking the bank, whether it's Versace, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana. Scentbird is going to keep you smelling good month after month. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service, so you can mix up your cologne or perfume routine, a way for you to discover new colognes or perfumes without buying the entire bottle. Scentbird has more than 450 designer brands for you to choose a cologne or perfume for each month. Try the brands that you want. It's the real deal. Gucci, Tom Ford, Kenneth Cole, Burberry, Prada, and more. Choose the cologne that you want, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays, Danny, enough to apply more than four times daily for a month. And I guarantee you, you're going to be smelling better than that guy that's drinking 25 cups of coffee a day. You definitely do this four times daily. So if you're not sure what type of scent you're looking for, sort the colognes and perfumes by brand, occasion, season, style, and more. And check out the user ratings on any fragrance or take Scentbird's True Scent quiz to discover more personalized recommendations. As an exclusive offer for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/Rob and use the promo code Rob for 50% off your first month. Again, that's Scentbird, scentbird.com/Rob. And try your first cologne or perfume for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing. Okay. The show is running a little bit long today.
Oh, no song?
A little bit long. And maybe I'm just wondering if in the interest of time that we should
Skip, that's a good idea.
The Boltall song.
Yeah, Rob, I don't think we really have time for the song this week. Let's just forego and get Danny right into the bowl there.
Oh, well, if Tyson's agreeing with you, I mean, who am I to disagree, right? So probably should just go right into this story.
Let me play your song, Danny.
Oh, so
welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
There you go, Danny.
Rob, how many private jets is too many, you think?
Hold on one second.
Oh.
My favorite part of the podcast, the bolt hole. Is it boat hole or bolt hole, Danny? I know a lot of people are asking. I know. I just want to see if you know.
You're asking for a friend? It's called bolt hole. Bolt, as in like you bolt your, you know, you bolt it up. It's your sanctuary.
Okay. Yes. So what do you have in DBH today?
Rob, how many private jets do you think is too many?
I think two.
Okay. All right. Then this guy's got one too many. He's got three private jets.
Yes.
And he started a great, he started a great business. He started a religion or a church, basically. Yes. This guy, Kenneth Copeland, is a TV evangelist. How do you say that? Evangelist, televangelist. That's what he is. And he's amassed a $760 million fortune.
Yes. I mean,
it's a great gig if you can get it. And he was in an interview with Inside Edition. Don't know why he would do an interview. I guess part of his job is spreading the good word. Most of it seems to be just amassing wealth. And they called out his private jet ownership because he owns three private jets. One, that's okay, right? You can get away with one. You're a man of God. You need a plane. I get that. But there were the three crossed the line. And so they were asking him about it. And he became unhinged. You should really see the look on his face as he lectures the person.
I've seen this video. I've seen this during the week. And
it's been going around. He unhinged is a good way to describe it.
Yeah. And it comes back to, I think this is the full interview. He talks about how he got the thing from Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. That's right. Yeah. But he makes some strong arguments about his need to fly in a private plane, which I think we could use. And my favorite is he called flying commercial planes is getting in a long tube with demons.
No, that is true. So I have his back on that one. Yeah.
I did as well. I thought, okay, that's a strong point. Then his next strong point was, do you think that's a good environment for a preacher to be in? Mm-hmm. And I thought, also a powerful argument. You know, you got to go. I says, I can't be doing that when I'm getting ready to preach.
Yeah.
And so he actually made a lot of good points, a lot of strong arguments.
I blame Tyler Perry.
Wait, what? What's that?
Yeah, I blame Tyler Perry. I don't know. Did you watch the video where he's like, I got this from Tyler Perry. He's such a great guy. He made it so cheap. I could not get this thing from him.
Yeah, so you're saying the deal was too good to pass up.
That's right? What he said.
Yeah, and that makes sense. The Holy Spirit was like, no, you're not going to find a Gulfstream at this price anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one of the strong arguments against him is if Jesus were alive today, he would definitely be flying commercial. Right?
You would think so. It would maybe even test him.
Yeah, it would definitely. It would definitely yes. be 40 days and 40 nights of commercial flight.
But that's the ultimate test of anybody's patience. Flying commercial. So I get the desire to have a private jet, but the three seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing with the other two? Do you have them fly side by side as backups? Do they carry all of your poodles? I mean, what are the other two doing while you're flying in the one?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, like I said, if he had just stuck to one, he was a televangelist with one private plane, that doesn't make the news, right? He's still below the radar. The minute you
flying
get three,
too close
though,
to the sun.
Yeah, exactly. He's Icarus. He's flying too close to the sun, and right now the wax is melting and the wings are coming off. Yeah. And you can see it in his eyes when they ask him about his planes. Look, we all know that an airplane is a tube with demons, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the greatest place for a man of the Lord to be before he preaches. But come on, three private planes?
Yeah. Look, and for all we know, maybe they're doing really, really great things out there, and there's a good reason, but he didn't come off great with Inside Edition. Did you watch the whole interview? How much of it did you watch?
No, I didn't even watch the interview. I read the article and looked at the pictures. There's this great picture of him. Yeah. The picture sums it all up. He's wild-eyed. He's got his finger out. The minute you're pointing at somebody doing an interview with your eyes all googly like that, you know that things have gone... taking a bad turn.
Okay. Let me see if I can give you like the short version. I see all like long clips. I know there was like a shorter version that was going around on social media recently.
By the way, he's calling all the people who fill his pews or, you know, watch his show demons, because those are those are the people.
Don't fly that much.
Maybe we should be looking at Bad Passenger through a more religious lens and recognize all these people as perhaps demons inhabiting the bodies of humans. You know, when they're in the plane. Yes. The Greyhound is like the demon transport of choice.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Here's this. Okay.
Your donors.
Listen. I paid. You kind of caught me off guard here. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Help me. Just let me pray. This
Well, let me just ask you a really simple question. A lot of people think it's unbecoming for a preacher to live a life of luxury and to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
Very simple. It takes a lot of money to do what we do. Without the airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler Perry, and I didn't pay anywhere, and Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made it.
Name
he made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Well, my question then, okay, all right, but I want to get to the demons, because people are very concerned about that comment.
Give me a chance here, Inside Edition. I love your eyes.
Why it's sad? I love your eyes. Yeah. It's like, oh, all right, if flattery will get here.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask any more questions. Yeah. You know what, let's just end this right here with that compliment.
Yeah.
Wow. Really hurting all that guy's really hurting the cause of religion around the world.
Yeah, I know. You could do a whole thing with all of the televangelists.
No, but I mostly just want to say, look, if you're a televangelist, if you're an up and coming televangelist, right, and you're amassing your fortune, just stick with one jet. Nobody cares. All right. That's my advice to you. Maybe offer me and Rob a flight from time to time. But other than that, just one jet. That's enough. Mm-hmm. Everybody would expect it. You got to get around to your congregations. It would all make sense. But don't step over the line and get three, because then you'll get the unwanted attention.
That's right. All right. Danny, anything else in the bolt hole this week?
No, that's it.
Okay. Tyson, anything else that you want to talk about?
Danny, I may have told you this before. I don't remember, but the only reason I curse as much as I do is because of you.
Oh, yeah.
And, you've been making it's that because for a while. One day when you were cursing a bunch, you were like, they're just words. And I was like, oh, yeah, I never thought of it that way. And then my whole perspective changed.
Yeah, I actually do remember that. That was in Switzerland. You were a young, naive boy. And I showed up to live with you there for a couple of months. And yeah, it is true. He does blame that on me. And by the way, he's not the only person to blame me for their cursing habits.
Yeah.
Which I find
No, definitely not.
Yeah, definitely you're not the only one. I just find it weird that people blame me. All I do is show you the path like a televangelist and invite you to walk down that path, because it's like it just adds a little sugar and spice to your language.
I'm not saying it,
yeah, I'm not saying everyone should do it, by the way. There is such a thing as someone who's bad at cursing.
Yeah, what that they need the AI bot to like the person that's bad at dirty talk.
Yeah, actually, yes, that is a good idea. The curse bot, Swearbot 2000. But there really are people who are bad at dirty talk. But there's also really people who are bad at swearing.
Okay.
And they should not swear. If you don't feel like swearing, you shouldn't do it. Because if you try and do it and it goes against everything you believe, then it will come off poorly.
Okay, so. Next week, programming note, no News AF next week. Much like Tyson, I'm going to be traveling next week. And so we will not have a News AF for you on the second week in June, but we will be back in 2 weeks to get back together for more News AF. Okay. So thank you, Scott St. Pierre, for putting this all together. Tyson, enjoy the rest of your trip in Hawaii. And Dan, we'll all talk again in 2 weeks. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Shaka bros, we did it.
Special thanks to our friends over at TrueCar for sponsoring this episode of Rob Has a Podcast. 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial is going to last. You know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, or do a few sit-ups, or listen to my voice, you can get a TrueCash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or from home. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. You'll get an accurate TrueCash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need, so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.